1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News brief. In a Maryland courtroom, former National Security Advisor John Bolton pleaded not guilty today to mishandling classified documents. CBS's Nicole Skanga.
Prosecutors have appeared to use quotes from Bolton from over the years in the indictment about use of classified information, about what's right and wrong, to demonstrate intent.
The Associated Press reports the U.S. has seized survivors of a military strike yesterday on a suspected drug-carrying vessel in the Caribbean. The U.S. is known to have targeted six boats off the coast of Venezuela. It's the first known case of survivors. President Trump meeting with Ukraine's President Zelensky at the White House today. CBS's Nancy Cordes says Trump says he told Russia's Vladimir Putin he might give Ukraine what it wants, American Tomahawk missiles.
It appears that he wants to use this as a bargaining chip for now.
CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.
97.5 WFHR, locally grown radio, and home for the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development is working to get back unemployment benefits to applicants following a federal court ruling. Lisa Hale reports.
The department announced Tuesday a recent order will allow people to get both unemployment benefits and Social Security disability payments. A 2013 law passed under then-Governor Scott Walker prevented Wisconsinites from getting both benefits at the same time, but the August ruling found that to be unconstitutional under the Americans with Disabilities Act. DWD is reaching out to people who may be affected, including those who were denied unemployment because of disability benefits or had it terminated because they went onto benefits.
How did Wisconsin end fiscal year 2025? Joanne Krulotz has the answer.
The Evers administration has announced the state ended fiscal year 2025 with a positive ending balance of $4.6 billion in the general fund, the state's main checking account exceeding previous estimates by over $265 million. Additionally, the state's rainy day fund, also known as the budget stabilization fund, increased to approximately $2 billion. This is the largest balance in the rainy day fund in state history, which has grown by over $1.6 billion under Governor Evers' leadership, more than six times what it was at the end of fiscal year 2018. According to the Department of Administration, notably, the six largest ending general fund balances in state history have all occurred in the six full fiscal years that Governor Evers has been in office.
The new annual fiscal report released by DOA, which covers fiscal year 2025 that ended on June 30th, is available on the DOA's website. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Another loss for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. In the National League Series, the Dodgers down the Brewers again, this time 3-1. And to make matters worse, Milwaukee slugger Jackson Chourio had to leave the game in the seventh inning, re-injuring his strained right hamstring. Pat Murphy with the update.
Chourio has had a continual cramps in his hamstring. He feels like he's going to be okay, so I'm hopeful.
So the Brewers down now 3-0. Game four is tonight. Football, the Badgers and Ohio State Buckeyes kick off at 2:30 tomorrow afternoon at Camp Randall Stadium. The Packers play the Cardinals in Arizona on Sunday. NBA, the Bucks getting ready for their season opener next week.
You know, you got 5 days, get your legs back under you, get back into a great spot mentally, physically, and then it's time to roll. Once the season starts, the first 10, 11 games, like every other day or something like that. So I think it's vital that guys get their legs up under them, get their win back and things like that.
That's the Bucks' Bobby Portis with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Your Friday afternoon looking partly sunny and breezy with south to southwest winds still up around 25. A late day shower or storm possible with highs in the low to mid 70s. Better chance of showers and storms tonight, low to mid 50s. It's 66 at our studios.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand, when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, author Laura Bird will tell us about not one, but two upcoming book festivals around Wisconsin, what they're about, and why you might like to check one out.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
1787, our founding fathers did. I'm a kid that was raised on Schoolhouse Rock, and it took. Okay, it took. To the people who make and made and promoted Schoolhouse Rock, thank you. Because it took. Let's go to your calls, see if they take. Mo from Rupert, Idaho.
Good morning.
Hello.
So I'm thinking about a good way to get Washington's attention with protests. And when I retired, I opted to only pay my taxes once a year instead of, you know, the taking it out of your check every month. And I just think if everybody did the same thing, we could stop this so fast. You just turn off the tap, you know, the money
tax protest.
I can't believe it when he sits there and he says, well, I've got everything passed except for what the Democrats want. I'm like, you think I want to pay any money towards the government if they don't want to represent me at all?
Yeah.
And if we turn that tap off, because they're counting on that money monthly, you know, pouring in as they shoot it out with a fire hose, you know, that. So I just think it would be very effective if we just turned off the tap.
Well, I'm not primarily shooting down ideas today, Mo, and thank you for your call.
Yeah, and then I want to tell you, I'm heading to Boise, and I'm going to be wearing a honeybee suit and looking for some good suggestions, something about looks harmless, but try a swarm of us.
Oh, that's interesting. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some kind of signs.
It might look cute, but you know, our stinger is sharp. I don't know. There might be something there. That's interesting. And why right? Boise instead of Rupert? Just because more people?
Well, Rupert won't have anything. They're zombies down there. But Boise is just a lot more fun. They do have a protest going in Twin Falls, Idaho. But they're just really small and not very powerful. Boise is the place to go.
So you said two things. I think going to Boise sounds great. And creating a legitimate pocket of pro-democracy energy sounds great. I want to differentiate two things you said. Really small and really powerful are different. That my dear friend Ben held a peace vigil on the side of the road. I've told Ben's story before. He was the uncle of a friend of ours when we were starting the bus project, and he just happened to have a commercial driver's license. So we drove our bus as we went out and knocked on doors to try to turn the legislature in Oregon, which we did, and which we helped do. And And he became a movement guy, and he ended up hosting this peace vigil, and he did it in a suburban area, and it started out with not that many people, but it grew, and it stuck, and it kept going, and I think the fact that it was in that suburban area mattered more than had it been in downtown Portland. Now, Boise and Rupert are different than Beaverton and Portland, to be sure.
But we're talking rural.
Yeah,
no, rural,
and if nobody's driving by, they're not going to see it at all. But I do, as we're talking out to the broader world, some of those smaller ones, for those folks who go, there's not going to be 100 people there, there's not going to be 25 people, there's not going to be 1,000 people there, maybe I shouldn't go. No, you alone will have more impact than you know. Particularly because a few people who know you will see you, and they'll all just send a signal, I guess we're not just a monochromatic place. But anyway, Mo, thank you so much for what you're doing. I love the idea of the bee costume.
Thank you.
Get busy. All right, so sign ideas, shout out to my friends out in Portland, and I will say again, we fight against kings from the sky high and the lords of water deep. Let us go to Bruce from Los Angeles. Go ahead, Bruce.
Yeah, hello. I wanted to just my sign idea. So, you know, typical signboard is about two and a half feet high, 3 feet wide, plain white. In the upper left corner, I have a picture of a human posterior. In the upper right corner, a picture of a human elbow.
Okay.
In the middle at the bottom, a picture of our dear, dear leader with his eyes cast upward. And in between the posterior and the elbow, and above his head with his eyes cast upward, I'm going to write in bold magic marker, "Do you think he can tell the difference?" ?
I understand the point. I think what you're saying is that you know his ass from his elbow. And I've learned...
Well, I don't know if you want me to say this.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I want you to do what you do. But Sean told me I'm allowed to say that word. I didn't get permission from polite people who are not only operating within their professional bounds, but weighing in on their own personal taste. And Sean was not weighing in on our personal taste, only professional bounds. So I'm not saying that she has endorsed such foul language. Only that the FCC has not prohibited it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, one other quick thought. You know, I've said this before when I got on the air with Tom Hartman. You know, I take the long view. In the end, this man, this TV watcher sitting in the White House, he is truly a small, insignificant man. And everybody should keep this in mind and not forget it.
Yeah.
Because in the long term, that's truly what he is.
Yep.
Okay.
I appreciate it so much. Jeff from San Francisco, you got a sign idea?
Yeah, mine's going to be fight the fat ass. He has no class. And have a picture of, you know, a big fat Trump. Is that okay?
Why do you ask me? Why do you ask me to join in on your perversion? This is your
well,
sign.
You know,
don't blame me for your choice of words.
Well, I was in downtown war-ravaged San Francisco last night about 8 o'clock, and, you know, I didn't have too much trouble with anybody, and I was right in the heart. I went to an AA meeting at a homeless shelter, and nobody attacked me, and everything was fine, so I just want to report from San Francisco, the war-ravaged place, that it's still safe. You know?
Yeah, no, and by the way, Portland is beautiful. And as for your, I will say, I may or may not engage in profanity, but I will fight to the death your right to be profane. Okay, so thank you, Jeff, so much for calling in and for what you're doing.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Right, bye-bye.
Diana from Olympia. Diana from Olympia has a Wonder Woman, sort of a Wonder Woman ring to it. So go on.
Well, thank you. I was just going to tell you that I feel like I'm being taught by Thomas and Jefferson, Thomas Jefferson, every morning between you and Tom. And I love you, and I love your dad so much.
He's pretty great.
I mean, I feel like my husband and I feel like we're just given golden coins every time we listen to you.
Oh, thank you very much.
But
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. But my signs are kind of like lowbrow compared to these creative guys you've had on.
It's all right. You said lowbrow. The last couple of signs, I'm not criticizing them, but my first descriptor would not have been highbrow. It would have been something other than that. But go on, Diana from Olympia.
Okay, well, mine is lowbrow in the context of not as creative, but anyhow, my first sign is democracy, not dictators, because I really love that one. I think that's the key to this whole thing. And then my next one is a finger, or a bunch of fingers pointing at the person looking. And if they want to be creative, they can put Uncle Sam behind that finger. And it says, do you want or like 1930s Germany?
There you go. And as for the gold coins comment, thank you so much. If you need those gold coins, you can come right here. You don't have to go to Aurora's Realm Shops or Trobriand's Graveyard or Cliff Watch Inn to get your gold coins. You can come right here to the Tom Hartman program. Thank you so much, Diana.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. 202-808-9925. 202-808-9925.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money. So join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent weeks, the level of activity from Immigrations and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, has increased quite a bit. There was a raid in Manitowoc at a Walmart parking lot where dairy workers were known to congregate, a series of arrests in Madison, and in Milwaukee, ICE is looking to expand its operations significantly by seeking office space downtown to go along with a new field office on the city's northwest side. This has been concerning for many, and not without reason. A recent large-scale ICE raid in an apartment building in Chicago saw reports of armed federal agents breaking down doors, U.S. citizens detained for hours on end, and children being dragged from their homes in the middle of the night. While the American immigration system has a host of problems, this kind of violent show of force is not an acceptable way to address these problems. And ICE also just received an injection of $45 billion in the One Big Beautiful Bill, so it is imperative for all of us to hold ICE accountable and speak out when things go too far. Right now, things are going way too far.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
We want to thank our listeners for following the rapid support over to the podcast world. Your growing support for the show and your favorite guests, area nonprofits, is greatly appreciated.
We love getting the word out about the great things nonprofits do for the community. Special thanks to Crockett Septic for sponsoring this show as they continue to help us bring you great conversations.
Listen to the rapid support at WFHR.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Your tween made you see.
We are the boy.
It's painful concert number three.
We are the boy band. We're 5 and 19.
We are the boy band.
Always sing.
Monkey.
You love your kids enough to take them to see their favorite band. Love them enough to make sure they're buckled up in the back seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously. The best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
If you snore and your partner hasn't moved to another room yet, congratulations. You either found true love or your partner has no other place to go. Let's talk about what your partner really wants in bed. Silence. If you want to actually impress them in bed, stop keeping them awake from your snoring and start giving them 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep. Zepa is the only FDA-approved and patented anti-snoring solution invented by a leading sleep doctor that stops snoring at the source. Zepa has a 91% success rate backed by a 91-night sleep guarantee. For a limited time, go to Zepa.com and use code TOM or text THOM to 511-511 and get the absolute best solution guaranteed to stop your snoring with a happy Z-Pack and save over 24% off. Plus, Zepa will donate $10 to breast cancer research. Visit ZYPPAH.com, use code TOM or text TOM to 511-511 and save over 24% off with a happy Z-Pack and start improving your sleep health today. Remember, Zepa is happy Z spelled backwards. Text fees may apply. And we are back. Let's go straight to your calls. Alan, thank you for calling about the government shutdown. You're on the air from Seattle.
Hi, Jefferson. Great show.
Thanks.
Yeah, I'm afraid I'm going to get into the weeds a little bit.
Weeds are good.
I'm kind of thinking of how the heck we get out of this shutdown, which, of course, is going to extend beyond our March tomorrow. As it stands, the Senate is holding up the clean CR simply because they want to restore our, health care funding. And, let's just look at a couple of ways that this can end itself. But it's all predicated on the Epstein files and, what Johnson is going to do in the House. So let's just say the Democrats cave and enough of them vote in the CR, ending the shutdown, because now we have the bill and it goes to the president for signature. But this doesn't get Speaker Johnson to open the House because their work was done. They already passed that clean CR. So the Epstein files won't continue, will continue to be hidden. On the other hand, if the Republicans toss out the filibuster rule and pass the CR all by themselves, Trump's going to sign it, and Johnson still doesn't open the House. The Epstein files stay hidden, but now the government's open. So this doesn't hurt the Democrats that much because they can go around and say, hey, we fought the good fight, but, you're now screwed on your health care. This is an option that isn't going to happen, really. I don't think so. And if the Republicans back down and allow the funding for the ACA to be extended, the CR is no longer clean, and Johnson will need to call the House back into session to work on the revised bill. Well, he won't do that. So the House will stay closed. The Epstein files are still hidden, and the government's still shut down. if by some miracle Johnson does call the House back into session and they pass the revised CR, they have to somehow avoid bringing the Epstein discharge petition to the floor. And, you know, we all know that the Republicans are pretty good at changing the rules midstream. So, you know, so then the CR would go to Trump for signature, you know, with the ACA, you know, funding restored. But then he vetoes the bill. And you need two-thirds vote in each House, you know, to override the veto. So it's, you know, this is going to go on for a long time.
Yeah. No, they've got, I appreciate it. What's your last, I've got a couple thoughts that I've jotted down and I want to share, but want to make sure, if you had your last either hope or fear or piece of advice, what would it be?
To get the shutdown taken care of?
Yep.
Well, that would require the Republicans getting a backbone, and I don't think that's going to happen.
Yep.
Because, I mean, it's the hammer of the Epstein files hanging over this whole thing.
Yep.
You know,
well, I think you're onto something, Alan. I think you're onto something, and thank you so much for the call. Let me respond to it. We're talking about sign ideas. Here's one. And by the way, I have said, and I will say again, I kind of like the long signs. I know that's weird for me to say, because I usually think that some of the most persuasive stuff, and one of the reasons I love the No Kings narrative, is it just took me two syllables and barely a breath to mention. Brevity is the soul of wit. Don't use three words when two will do. But the long sign is funny. Like a sign with like a paragraph on it. I just think it's kind of funny. Now, who will that be for? Will the person driving by read it quickly? No. But everybody there will. And the other is you can take a picture of it and make it, put it on social media, whatever, and people will read it. And I think it's kind of funny. And even just the fact that it's long kind of violates sign rules, and that's kind of funny too. And here's one. You could make the words better. But there should be 1,000 signs that say something like the Republicans are shutting down the government to conceal the Epstein files. There should be like 1,000 signs that say what you just said, that the Republicans are shutting down the government to conceal the Epstein files. Now, if you want to do more than what you really explain it, like unpack what we're talking about, you just said it. The reason the House doesn't want to come back to vote on a revised continuing resolution is because they don't want to have to deal with a discharge petition to then vote on the release of the Epstein files and force that to happen. So we've got to make that plain. How else deal with a shutdown? One, I think making it clear it's about the Epstein files helps. Helps with some Republicans saying, uh-oh, and maybe they start saying a few things. And the other thing is we got to put pressure on swing districts. We got to put pressure on rural areas to talk about what's happening in healthcare in those areas and make congressional members push for it.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's going to take Republicans in districts where they can lose to blink, and that means lots of action in those areas.
Quince has the kind of fall staples you'll actually want to wear on repeat, like 100% Mongolian cashmere from just $60, classic fit denim, and real leather and wool outerwear that looks sharp and holds up. By partnering directly with ethical factories and top artisans, Quince cuts out the middlemen to deliver premium quality at half the cost of similar brands. I have several sweaters from Quince. I love them. I find them affordable and fashionable. They're part of my go-to wardrobe and have held up super well. And Quince has really become a go-to across the board. Louise has been checking out their bedding and travel accessories. Layer up this fall with pieces that feel as good as they look. Go to quince.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada, too. That's quince.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Tom. So what if I told you most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, and even cognitive decline. Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for, or you could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top five collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman. That's www.getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's at the end. www.getnativepath.com.
At the end of the month, FFA students from across the country, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands will make their way to Indianapolis for the National FFA Convention. But today, we're going back about 73 years to when the blue and gold looked a little different. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report. You're going to want to stick around.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world. To integrate a global ag and energy supply chain. To advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world. To build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
We're taking you back to 1952, when only boys could join FFA, but girls were still a part of the story. The Brandon, Wisconsin FFA chapter selected one young woman from the senior class to represent them as their FFA sweetheart. The honor went to Lois Lawson. Today, she remembers what it meant to hold that title and be a part of the FFA tradition at a time when opportunities for women in ag were only beginning to bloom.
I do remember that. There was only boys that could join that FFA. And so they, I think it was only a couple years that when they started it that they had an FFA sweetheart. And the boys voted on one of the senior girls. And we had 12 girls in our class of 25.
Lois Lawson, the 1952 Brandon FFA chapter sweetheart, still lives on her family farm today. We'll take a look at commodity prices next. Nitrogen is one of your biggest input investments, so protect it with Anvil Nitrogen Stabilizer and Super U Premium Fertilizer from Koch Agronomic Services. Anvil delivers 310% more active ingredient than leading competitors, while Super U provides complete protection against volatilization, denitrification, and leaching. Don't risk your yield with diluted products. Choose proven active ingredient loads for proven nitrogen protection and maximized nitrogen availability. Ask your retailer for Anvil and Super U this fall. Friday from Chicago, midday grain prices are trading higher. December new crop corn is up 2.25 cents at $4.24 a bushel. November new crop soybeans are up 6.75 cents at $10.17.5. Cash wheat is up 2.25 cents at $5.04.75, and July 2026 new crop wheat is up 2.5 cents at $5.43 a bushel. Class 3 milk contracts are mixed. November milk up a nickel at $16.61 a hundredweight. December milk down a penny, trading at $16.51 a hundredweight. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Your Friday afternoon looking partly sunny and breezy with south to southwest winds still up around 25. A late day shower or storm possible with highs in the low to mid 70s. Better chance of showers and storms tonight, low to mid 50s. Right now it's 67.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
We'll be right back.
the Tom Hartman Program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com.
I knew that we all have two ages, our actual age and our body's internal biological age. What I didn't know is that some of the stuff that we do can lower our biological age without even knowing. Here's the thing, because Americans eat so many processed foods and not enough fruits and vegetables, many, maybe most, are 10 plus years older on the inside than their actual age. They're ticking time bombs. A major university study suggests how to slow aging and diffuse that biological time bomb. Participants slowed their aging by drinking Field of Greens, that's all. They didn't change their eating, drinking, or exercise, just Field of Greens. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was doctor-selected for specific health benefits. Cell health, heart, lungs, kidneys, metabolism, even healthy weight. We feel great knowing Field of Greens can slow how quickly we age. We encourage you to join us. Swap your untested fruit, vegetable, or green drink for Field of Greens while there's still time. Check out the university study, get 20% off, and use promo code Tom at fieldofgreens.com. That's fieldofgreens.com, promo code Tom. Welcome back to the Hall of the Voice, where we marvel at the grim statue in the Hall of Mirrors. Thank you for being here. We'll go straight back to your calls. Dave, you've got a protest sign.
Hi, this is Dave in Auburn.
There you go.
Hey, ICE is a state-sponsored terrorist group. The second one is, if you wouldn't want a felon living in your house, why should we have a convicted felon living in our house?
Yep.
And the third one is a big giant caricature sign of the image of Donald Trump with the word hoax superimposed over it, because that's his favorite word. And that's about all I got.
Thank you, Dave. I'm going to keep it going. Ike from Charleston, South Carolina, you're on the air.
Yeah, hey, buddy. Let's see, signs, and then I'll give you something towards the end of this. Signs, let's go with wake up, military. It's time to do the coup.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
How about...
I don't know if that's the one that gets you arrested, but keep going.
How about your military boots were made by freedom, not made for Jack?
Well, I like that one.
How about...
say that one again. I want to write. Hold on. I gotta go to my notes here. Your military boots.
Your military boots were made by freedom, not for Jack. Or were made for freedom, not for Jack.
Yep. I like both.
Okay. Okay. And then here's a bigger picture. This is for the people that have money, resources, and connections. Listen up. I live close to a certain Air Force base where I live. I'm within it. I can hear reveille every day, okay? I was stationed at that base back in the 70s.
Yep.
I'm old, I'm disabled, but I've got an idea, and I haven't been able to put it together. But this goes for any military base in the United States. I've been wanting to go down and get there's also billboards that are outside these base gates, right at the main gate. But what I've been wanting to do is go and get a big, nice-sized banner made and stand there across from the main gate on the public sidewalk and remind these troops, and it says, your duty is to the Constitution and to the people. It's not to Trump.
Mm-hmm.
You are something along those lines. You do not owe duty or honor to a dictator.
Yeah.
You know, we could do these in front of every base on, you know, in this country.
Yep.
And remind these troops at the base level who they're supposed to be standing with. You know, this is the other thing. You know, people laugh and they criticize and they think that I'm not serious. But as an ex-military man from a family of ex-military men, I'm telling you now, there is a legal obligation involved in the oath that they take
Yep.
They do have a certain point where a straw is going to break that camel's back. And I fully expect them to do their duty. And their duty is to this Constitution. It is not to the politicians. It's to the Constitution, and it's to the people of this country. That's our military. That's not their military. They belong to us, and they better protect us, and they better do their job and uphold their oaths.
I thank you for the call, and it makes me want to say a couple things.
Thanks.
Appreciate it. Understanding. Okay, here's a little bit of strategy corner. Strategy corner time. The right-wing movement was built and just happened, got built. And it got built strategically. And it got built by identifying critical levers of power and trying to take over those levers of power. It's very different. It's very different from starting just with a set of values or starting with an objective or starting with key constitutional principles. It was formed in significant part by identifying key levers of power, and I will say some of them. One, of course, is the church. First donor to the Christian Coalition was the Senate Republican Campaign Committee. It wasn't that God was looking for the Republican Party. The Republican funders decided, let's bathe ourselves in God. Second, you said the military. Yeah. How do we build? And John McCain was an example of this, where the military-industrial complex was a essential piece, an essential building block of the modern conservative movement. Ronald Reagan helped make that so. That's another key thing. If you wanted to run a nation, what are the things you want to run? Well, it'd be nice to run the military. Give me the power to make war, and all other powers will flow to me. Be nice to run the central religion, which normally you could imagine as being a ballast against overweening military power. Because, by the way, as I said a little bit ago, and I will say over and over again, Jesus Christ wasn't a big fan of big military. He was turning the other cheek. Other big institution, the economic leadership, the corporate leadership, the concentrated wealth of the nation. Grab that. Now, what we're seeing more and more, and this is a big piece of the Powell memo, of course, we've got to take over the media. After 40 years, they pretty much now are successful. It's identifying those centers of power and occupying them. And then, of course, also elected centers of power. And one of the big ones is, oh, wait a minute. We can win or lose the presidency. We can win or lose the House. We can win or lose the Senate. But if we can get the courts, Article 3 makes those lifetime appointments. Aha, we get one more. It has been an overtime strategic act. And part of my plea to this community is for us to stay rooted in values, stay rooted in objectives, stay rooted in the best of what this country is and should be, and to be strategic, and to be smart, and to be thoughtful about how we can actually have power for people, and not only have power used against people. So your comments, and my comments earlier about the iconography, do that with the Christian cross, do it with the American flag, start doing it with sports, football. Well, football, it's a big center of power, so they identify it. And very often, the protest-rooted person who is resisting so much of the accoutrement, so much of the display of Americana, because they see that so often it is false. It is used not to promote the best of this country, but to use it as a cloak to do some of the worst in this country. And then there is a risk that it recoils from some of those core centers of power, from the church, from the military, from economic power, from the core iconography, from the media, when in fact we have to do is identify levers of power. And in a values-aligned way, make sure that as many institutions as possible promote the best of this country, promote the best of democracy, promote the best of equality, promote the best of looking out for the next generation and the seventh generation after that. And that we can't only run into a lefty corner. We've got to make sure that more and more areas in this country are in fact in alignment with the best of what this country is and should be. All right, that's what I wanted to say. Let's go to a call. Harry from Wairika, not to be confused with Eureka.
Thank you, Jefferson. I had to make two signs. The first sign is Matthew 25:35, dot, dot, dot. The signs are 17 inches wide and 9 inches tall. The other sign is Google. Google Matthew 25:35 and on. I just have the Matthew 25:35 on one sign, and the other one is Google. So it has to be two signs, 17 inches by 9.
I appreciate it, Harry. I appreciate it. People can send them in. Somebody sent one to me. It was Republicans are protecting the wrong little hands with kids' hands, including multiracial kids' hands, pictured on one side of the sign and two orange hands on the other. I like it. All right, Harry, thank you. We're going to keep taking them. Of those, Harry, I want to write it down. What's your favorite of those? I want to write that one down.
Matthew 25:35.
Yep.
Great. And then you Google it. It's, heal the sick, feed the hungry, clothe the naked, welcome the stranger. All of those.
Matthew 25:35. For I was hungry, you gave me food. I was thirsty, you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's Pro Democracy Crew. Thanks for being part of that crew. Thanks for joining us. No Kings rally tomorrow. I think it will be in the millions of people.
Watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
And welcome back to our True Crime Podcast. Our guest today is Sean Cleary.
Wait, what? We are supposed to be doing a commercial about Cleary's storage, egg, and sports facilities.
Great point, Sean. It was a warm summer evening in 1978 when a young man with a hammer...
Whoa, again, not a true crime podcast. I want to talk about Cleary designing the building of your dreams.
In a world where things aren't what they seem.
Okay, give me that. Good grief. Visit ClaryBuilding.com today and experience the Cleary difference.
The wait is over. Badger Hoops tips off this month. With new faces on the roster and highly anticipated conference battles ahead, the drive for excellence never changes. From buzzer beaters to Big Ten showdowns, Wisconsin men's basketball delivers the moments you live for at the Kohl Center. Purchase your single game tickets by visiting uwbadgers.com or by calling 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The conservative majority of the U.S. Supreme Court appeared to agree October 15th with arguments that the Voting Rights Act Section 2's majority-minority voting districts conflicted with the 14th Amendment's Equal Protection Clause. A decision is expected next year. Chief Justice John Roberts signaled that the court's 2023 Milligan precedent, a very similar case, may not apply to Louisiana versus Calais. Justice Kagan later pointed out that the court rejected several similar arguments by the state of Alabama defending its discrimination. Louisiana argued that the court-mandated majority-minority districts giving minority voters an equal chance to elect the candidate of their choice puts the state in a position to discriminate against other voters. Justices Kavanaugh and Coney Barrett both voiced support for an endpoint to sunset such opportunity districts. The court's Jingles test, used to determine if a group qualifies for such a district, was also questioned by the conservative justices. In her opening argument, the NAACP Legal Defense Fund's Janae Nelson said that should the court strike down Section 2, it would be, quote, a staggering reversal of precedent that would throw maps across the country into chaos. There are 148 VRA majority-minority districts in 28 states, according to Ballotpedia. We've linked a transcript of the arguments at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
A thank you to our sponsors, and here's one of them. You're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles, and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity, even sell your property, and you won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home title? If your answer is, I never check it, you need to do something about that right now. That's why we have partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HometitleLock.com/Tom, and you'll get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Go to HometitleLock.com/Tom. That's HometitleLock.com/Tom. And ultimately, tomorrow, as people are in the streets, and I do think it will be more than 1 million people hit the streets tomorrow. It will be one of the larger protests in U.S. history, I predict. And why do I predict it? Well, for one thing, it's you people that I did not say today, hey, folks, let's talk about the protest tomorrow. I mentioned it, and I definitely talked about that yesterday. But today is anything goes. Anything goes Friday. I didn't make it up. That's the tradition. And that can go any number of ways. Somebody called in to tell me how I can stop eating so much sugar and cookies, which I appreciated. Maybe not as much as I appreciate cookies, and this is part of the problem. But the conversation can go a lot of different places. And 90% of the calls today, all about the protest. And the only people who say they're not going, the people saying, I can't, and here's how I want to help anyway. That is a signal to me. That is a signal to me that it is on the radar screen of this community in a meaningful, potent way. And good on you. But here's another reason I think it's going to be more than a million people, or maybe a couple million, I don't know, a few million, maybe more, is because of Donald Trump. Not because of who he is, but what he said. And not just because of him, but because of the current speaker of the once proud House of Representatives, who, in his little clever self, wondered, well, I don't know what they're going to do with their Hate America rally. Oh, clever, good one, little guy. Oh, real good one. You're a smart, smart, funny little guy. You get to be Speaker of the House because you're a good little funny guy. Come on, man. You're a dork. And he went and said, you know, and the fact that he went on more than one media outlet. I don't usually name call, but guy bugs me, man. He went on more than one media outlet to try to criticize the rally before it even happened. Donald Trump tries to say, oh, I don't even think there are going to be that many people there. Try to criticize it. Try to do his like crowd size lie before the crowd even sized. That means they know that people are rallying. That means they're worried that they have to start damning it with faint praise, or worse, they have to undermine it. They have to criticize it because they recognize that there hasn't been a rally of this size. There will not have been a rally of this size against a sitting president of the United States. I think that's true. I don't think they want the headlines. And by the way, to our journalist listeners out there, biggest rally against a sitting president in U.S. history. Check out to see if that's true, and check out to see if that bears out, because that's what I'm predicting. This president doesn't want to be number one in opposition. But I now think he is going to be number one in opposition because of you, and indicated by what he and his allies are saying, because they are scared of you. So they're trying to undermine you. And what is went over the principles of protests? One of the protest principles is, if they attack, redouble the efforts. If they attack, redouble the efforts. Let's go to your calls. Let's go to Mark from Thornton, Colorado. You're on the air.
Hey, Jefferson, thank you for being there for Tom. I love when you fill in for him. It's great.
Thanks, man.
I got one point to make, and that is to add to your list of concerns when we're looking at all of this.
Yeah.
And that is, we need to look back to FDR. That man defied his own class to help the middle class.
Yep.
So we need to keep him in mind and get back to FDR's United States.
And to our listeners, and to be really clear, one of the reasons why I try to have a big tent of participation is it is so easy to get tribal, and ultimately the most important tribe are the people trying to make the world better, people trying to make humanity better. As a subset of that, people trying to make the United States better, trying to make their communities better. That's the tribe. The enemy is not politically defined. The enemy are the people who don't care about other people. The enemy are people who are trying to hurt other people. And that's how we've got to think about allies and adversaries. And anyway, go ahead, Mark. Keep going.
Agreed. And I like your calling the speaker a dork, too. That was, I got other
planned
choice words, but dork is good.
He's just kind of a little dork. It upsets me. It upsets me because our movement has become so good at trying to root out bullying. Okay, it's like it's not cool to do, and I'm totally with that. But like that dude, if it weren't for like, I don't know, racist buddies, he'd be getting wedgies right now. Like it's really kind of a bummer to me. Right, it's a bummer to me that there's nobody holding them accountable, because in part because we're doing the right thing by trying to be nice. But go ahead, Mark.
He does. He's a political nerd dork.
Okay. No, it's a compliment,
so
but keep
here's
going,
one
Mark.
Sign. I got one sign, a front and a back. One sign, or one side, says Trump is America's number one terrorist, because he is. And then the other side says Trump is a doge bag and the enema within.
That, by the way, that got audible reactions in the studio.
I heard it.
It got a laughter in the back room, and it got a clap over here. An enema.
I'm making a big, gigantic sign with this, and I'm going to be hanging over I-25.
And is it just enema of the people, or is there something before that?
No, it's Trump is a doge bag.
Doge bag.
An enema within.
And an enema within. Thank you.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. That's 800-399.
When you're hiring,
Have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting great candidates? Well, they're not hard to find when you go to ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. People who are actively looking for jobs like yours. So it's easy to find the right person fast. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump is meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at the White House at this hour. CBS's Nancy Cordes says Zelensky might advise Trump not to meet again with Russian President Vladimir Putin because of the disappointing results from the Trump-Putin summit in Alaska.
Will he make the case to Trump that he shouldn't reward Putin with another one-on-one meeting unless Putin also agrees to meet with Zelensky?
Former Trump National Security Advisor John Bolton has surrendered at a federal courthouse in Maryland to face charges of illegally sharing classified information. CBS's Nicole Skenga.
If convicted on all counts, Bolton could face decades in prison because each Espionage Act count carries a maximum penalty of 10 years. So pretty serious stuff here.
Bolton pleaded not guilty. The shutdown is affecting people calling Social Security for help. Chandel McGinnis answers calls for the agency.
I tell them, I'm sorry, call us back when the shutdown's over and we might be able to try again.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.